SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
September is Senior Citizens Month. In today's program, we highlight some of the planned activities for this year's observance, and later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and our child safety tip. Stay with us. Healthy aging will be the focus as Jamaica observes Senior Citizens Month this September. The month will involve a number of activities geared towards promoting a healthy lifestyle, especially among the elderly. Executive Director at the National Council for Senior Citizens, NCSC, Angela Toiloy, says turning the spotlight on healthy aging is necessary as persons' lifestyle during their younger years will directly impact them as they get older.
Healthy aging is everyone's business, because if we age healthy, then we'll do better in our retirement here. So the time is now for persons to start to look at the lifestyle diseases, watch their diets and all of those things, you know, to delay the onset of the chronic illnesses that will affect us as we get older.
Senior Citizens Month is being observed under the theme, Healthy Aging is a Desirable Goal. Activate your action plan now. Mrs. Toiloy says the objective of this month is to recognize the contributions that the elderly have made to their communities and society at large. While the entire month of September will focus on seniors, a special week of activities has been planned. The week will begin on National Grandparents Day, Sunday, September 27, with a national church service at the Church of God of Prophecy, 41 Old Harbor Road in St. Catherine, starting at 10 a.m. That will be followed by a garden party at the St. Andrew Parish Church Hall on Monday, September 28. A tree planting exercise is being planned for Tuesday, September 29, while for Wednesday, September 30, community and outreach groups are being encouraged to take members of the elderly on recreational trips. On Thursday, October 1, observed as International Day of Older Persons, the council will host an awards function in each parish to honor outstanding senior citizens, winners of its Bible and Spelling Bee competitions, as well as seniors who participated in its skills workshop and sports day. This will be followed on Friday, October 2, with exhibitions at the parish libraries across the island. The week of activities will culminate with an evening of entertainment at the Micah University College. Mrs. Toiloy is encouraging Jamaicans to continue caring for and respecting the elderly. Our quality of life depends on the quality of our natural environment, and that's why one of the goals of Vision 2030 is to ensure that Jamaica has a healthy natural environment. And of course, this is to contribute to making Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
My name is Oliver. When I was a young boy, I remember I used to have a lot of enjoyment and a lot of time with the bamboo. We used to cut 2 joints of bamboo and use it to make a banjo. But we used to cut out the bamboo strings, cut out little strings in the bamboo, not cutting them off, you know. Cut out little strings in the bamboo. Sometimes we use a nail. We beat out the nail on the stone and make a little knife and cut out the strings in the bamboo. Then we have the bamboo to play up. That time I was very young, you know, to play our own banjo. Pring a 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 pring in, and we all used to dance forever with our bamboo.
And for today's child safety tip, we discuss cell phone usage while crossing the road. Some children, especially the older ones, carry cell phones. Not only does the use of cell phones affect the concentration of drivers, it also reduces pedestrians' awareness of activities going on around them. Children should therefore avoid using cell phones, especially when crossing roads. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you. Thanks for your company on today's journey Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Prince Moore. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.